I'm Jill Freitas with National Native News. In today's headlines, a federal judge has dismissed a class action lawsuit against Alaska's child welfare system, ruling there wasn't enough evidence to show foster children were harmed. And the U.S. Supreme Court is weighing a case that could reshape birthright citizenship in America. These are your stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Jill Freitas. Judge Sharon Gleason dismissed a federal class action lawsuit filed against the Alaska Office of Children's Services last week. The lawsuit was brought by a national nonprofit working for foster care reforms. Attorneys for the organization alleged Alaska foster children are at risk of harm because of systematic problems that violated federal laws, including the Americans with Disabilities Act and federal child welfare protections. They pointed to high caseloads for caseworkers and an inadequate hiring and training process. About two-thirds of the kids in out-of-home care in the state are Alaska Native. But Gleason wrote that the attorneys didn't prove that any of the foster youth represented were actually harmed. Gleason also questioned the reliability of the evidence presented. Marcia Lowry is attorney and executive director of A Better Childhood, which brought the suit. She called the dismissal quite disappointing. She says a lot of children in Alaska are not getting benefits they're entitled to under federal law. Lowry says A Better Childhood is not sure yet of its next steps, but is considering an appeal. The Office of Children's Services declined an interview for the story. In a written statement, they said they're pleased with the court's decision and the verdict is an opportunity for the office to continue advancing its work. This story was provided by Alaska Public Media's Rachel Cassandra. Last week, the U.S. Supreme Court spent 2 hours hearing a landmark case that could upend birthright citizenship. A 19th-century ruling on the citizenship of tribal members was at the heart of the Trump administration's defense. KJZZ's Gabriel Pietrasio has this report. And I'm Jill Freitas.